Welcome back to Charlie and Me, episode 9. We have a great show planned out for you guys today. I wish you guys would have seen us dancing to the most ridiculous song we didn't need to dance to, about a blind man, I think.
I don't know what it's about. I just like the sound. Yeah. I just like to sing it in my free time, you know?
Something like that.
I don't really pay attention to what I'm singing. I just blast it.
Anyway, if you're not our friends or family, thanks again for listening. Our friends and family, I guess we thank you too. But we don't know why the other people are listening. So I digress. Let's get right into it. Charlie, I hear you had a heck of a sick weekend. How was it?
Had a long weekend. Took sick day on Friday. It was very immobilizing. It was just, I was tired. Sat around all day Friday, all day Saturday. I think I left the apartment one time each day.
Did you pump the fluids?
Oh, I was pumping almost no fluids on Friday. It hurt. When I get sick, I don't drink. It's hard for me to get myself to drink. Saturday was better. I got some like Gatorade and some orange juice.
Yeah, alcohol is bad for you when you're sick, so that's good that you don't drink. You should just drink water.
It's been over a week since my last drink of alcohol. So.
Wow.
Look at me being nice to my body.
Congrats on the sobriety. I had a pretty good weekend myself as well. Went up to Minnesota, saw some friends and family.
You know people in Minnesota?
Couple, two, three. Right. Went out in Uptown Saturday night. That was fun, I think. it was a good time. And then drove home Sunday and rode out the recovery process till about Monday at 5 o'clock. So
just in time to start again.
Yeah, just in time to get the wheels rolling twice. Good weekend. And then
I have one more thing for my weekend.
Uh-oh.
I hit golf balls for the first time this season.
First time driving range ever?
Yeah, ever, no. Went to the driving range, spent about like 45 minutes to an hour just hitting golf balls. It was beautiful. Got to wear shorts. I just had a smile on my face.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, it completely wiped me out. I was exhausted after that.
That's a good cure. I like the cure. Hit some golf balls.
But, yeah, it just made me so happy inside, so I thought I should share it.
That's good. I like it. But we both had pretty okay weekends, I guess, and we're looking forward to a great Drake Relays weekend.
This next weekend, I have a feeling it's going to be way more entertaining.
Was that Segway City or what?
I think that was smooth.
Ooh, yeah, we're gonna have a great Drake Relays weekend. We got a little party planned for the Saturday afternoon/evening. It's supposed to be nice. We'll get some sunburn, then we'll go drink, and then we'll go drink some more. Anyone who knows us, text us for the address. Anyone who doesn't know us, you're probably not listening to us anyway, so it's cool. we're gonna have some beer and wine. Bring your own hard liquor, because I don't want to black out too soon.
That's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. Dangerous. We're looking forward to having some people down here in Des Moines to enjoy some running. But that kind of segues to the next topic as well, Charlie.
Spring's here. Spring is here.
Spring is here, and I think everyone knows about Mount Rushmores and all this nonsense, but
type stuff. We're just gonna rank some stuff.
We're going podiums of spring, So the top three things you can possibly think of for spring, we're gonna share them. We're gonna do a little bad radio. We're gonna flip a coin. I can't even see what he's flipping because we're on FaceTime. So all right, Charlie, I call heads. Flip it.
Okay. It's tails.
Baloney.
Which means I can go first.
Baloney.
My favorite thing about spring is yard games with my friends.
Ooh, I like it.
Especially when we were in school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
you just get out of practice and say, well, let's go play bags for like 3 hours.
Yeah, okay. And then your shoulder's more sore than your legs.
Yeah, you know, it shows you how kind of what shape we're in.
I'm surprised I didn't have that one written down. Wow, that was good. My favorite thing about spring is it's almost swimsuit season.
I'm not a big
swimmer. We got a little taste of a spring break. It's not necessarily – I mean, I'm not trying to see you in a swimsuit.
I had something similar then written down.
It's almost swimsuit season. I'm excited to hit the pool.
Hit the pool. Okay. I'll go day drinking.
Ooh. Sitting on
the patio or the porch. Go.
Can't you do that any time of the year, though?
But there's something about spring day drinking, like a bar, you know, a patio to bar, go to a brewery outside.
Okay.
Spring day drinking, you get like a little
not as painful.
Beer, you get a little sweeter beer, and it's just fun. Yeah. Just your body is like waking up from the long winter slumber.
Uh-huh.
Start smelling the smells, drinking the beer.
Stretching out, and it's like, oh, there's things outside. I can touch them. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. My next one, you kind of touched on this last one, but the smell. Yeah, I knew that was going to be your next one, too.
My third one. Oh, yeah.
The smell.
My third one was going to be, like, freshly cut grass.
Ooh. Well, it's not anymore, because that smell, and I live next to a golf course, and people's dogs shit on that golf course all winter, and then when it thaws out, nothing better than a little smell of some golf course.
Fertilizer.
Manure.
Funny story about that.
You stepped in some.
No. I was probably 8 years old. I was at an iCubs game with my dad, and you could just smell the river, and it smelled disgusting. I was like, Dad, what's that smell? I didn't know what it was. I was like, Dad, what's that smell? He goes, oh, they're making money. And so I legit thought that smell was like printing presses.
You thought the Federal Reserve was just upstream?
Just upstream, printing money in Des Moines.
Yeah, making money.
Nah, it turns out it's just crap. It's just shit.
Yeah, just oof.
Okay, my third favorite thing about spring is day baseball.
Ooh, that's good.
Going to the bleachers, sitting around.
Yeah, playing kind of little.
Goes with yard games, you're playing in a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes with day drinking because you know you're going to be drinking at the ball game.
You're playing hooky.
Baseball. Playing, taking an afternoon. Getting some day baseball.
I like that one. That's a good one. I had that one written down on mine as well. But I'm a big fan of long, pointless walks.
Weirdo.
Yeah. So spring allows you to do that. You can just all of a sudden you just are outside and you're like, why am I out here? And it's like, I don't really know, but this is great. So this is what we're doing. And that's what I love about spring.
You know, if we combine those two springs, I think we'd have a grand old time together.
Well, yeah, we did that for 4 years, so.
We used to.
Yeah. Any honorable mentions on your end?
You kind of took mine. I had the views written down, just the spring views.
The views. Yes.
But yeah, everything else. I had shorts, like shorts and Birkenstocks.
Okay, yeah, liberal. Like it.
Yeah. The Birkenstock tan on the foot.
What about? I think we missed one. Golf.
See, yeah, I thought that'd be too obvious, honestly.
I know. I thought we were trying to pick each other. I thought you were gonna have it, so I didn't have it. All right. I digress.
Okay.
Now we welcome on two really good friends of Charlie and me. but Jake and Amy Gerhardts, the newlywed, everyone remembers at least half of their wedding. It was a great time. And Jake and Amy, how are you guys?
Good. Hi.
I was only somewhat in unison. I was a little disappointed.
This is our first dual person interview, so we're breaking ground here at Charlie and Me.
Yeah, we've never had two people on at once. Also, we've never had a man and a woman on at the same time.
This is true.
Wow. We're just breaking all the
barriers are broken.
Except for the 2 hours. So we're on the 2 hour marathon. Next time. I think I got it next time.
Next time.
Yeah. All right. We're going to start things off like we start almost all our interviews off. Amy and Jake, what is your favorite Grant and Charlie story?
Gosh. Okay, well, I know that one that everybody keeps saying, so I won't say it. But then I also have a couple others that I don't know if they're appropriate, so I'll preface them, but like you cut me off if you need to, okay?
Okay. We'll get the bleep button ready.
It's at least TV like MA-14. So we'll be all right.
Okay. Well, I think you'll remember. So, like, one of my funniest memories of you two is when we were down in Alabama for the first time for spring break, and one night we were just goofing around, and Sam Bach was sitting on the couch, and Grant was standing behind him. And I don't know, do you remember this, Charlie?
Yeah. I'm trying not to lose it over here.
I don't remember this. Keep going.
So, Grant, you kept touching Sam Bach with your finger, like, on his face, and he kept, like, grabbing and, like, holding on to your finger. But then, eventually, you swapped your finger out for something else, and he still did the same thing.
I can't run for president anymore, thank you. Amy,
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. I don't remember that. I don't think that actually happened.
Yeah.
I'm like crying right now.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I left my phone out in the rain at Trap's cabin. That's when that video got lost. So
yeah.
Jay, could you just do me one favor really quick? Could you just apologize to my mom for that story?
Yeah, I'm really sorry for telling that story.
No, I'm kidding. It's okay. I don't know.
Amy, what's your favorite story?
Oh, yeah, I was not there for that story, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, the most recent one that's coming to mind has to do with the wedding. Well, there are, like, many stories that have to do with the wedding. I think Grant was, like, easily the drunkest one, would you say?
Yes.
I
give it to Grant hands down. You won, man.
I don't know. It could have been Dylan too, but Dylan is still like sneaky. Yeah, like he's good at hiding it. You never know with him.
I fell asleep in a chair.
Yeah. Anyway, so Grant, at one point, I look over and he's dancing with my little cousin Sylvia, like flailing his arms, like. Just like you just being drunk, you. I don't know how to describe it. And I look over and her eyes are like huge. Like, she's like, what is going on? So I walked over to her and was like, Sylvie, do you want to dance with me instead? And she just nods and like runs away.
Grant. I watched that happen too.
Sorry, Mom.
That was great. I know I was watching the whole thing happen too, and I was like, maybe Grant, yeah.
Maybe we should find people that make fun of Charlie sometime.
Yeah, it was all fun in it. Yeah, it was.
Hey.
Yeah, we're just gonna leave it at yeah. All
right. Well, that was fun.
on a lighter note,
Charlie and I. Go ahead.
On a lighter note, I thought it'd be appropriate that Amy, I recount the first time I ever met you. / remember meeting you.
Nice. Congrats. You worried, Jake?
I'm telling a little story about the first time I met Amy. / remember hearing Amy, mainly because I feel like I owe you an apology for it. It was actually at conference indoor track meet at St. John's. And I was warming up, and I was in a heat by myself. So there's no other Tommies in the heat. So I was warming up by myself, and it was, like, 5 minutes before my race. I just started, like, my last stride, and I was kind of just standing there. And then, Amy, you were so nice. You came up and, like, introduced yourself to me. but I was just like really nervous and in the zone. And so I remember being like, yeah, nice to meet you. I got to go, bye. But then I just also like just stood there. I didn't like leave. And I just remember being like, wow, she was a really nice person. And I just was a complete jerk. So I wanted to apologize. So
Amy,
I'm sorry.
Amy, I want to add on that by using, I want to add on that. I think Charlie said you used to be a nice person. That was kind of mean of him. He said she was really nice.
As in, like, present tense, looking back on it, wow, she was really nice to me in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad you apologize, because I've really been holding that against you for years. So I'm glad you finally...
I can kind of feel the resentment, so, yeah. I just had to get that off my chest.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just, I remember like walking away, finally like, walking to the start line, like, she was really cool and like nice, but I was like, I just remember thinking like, why did I do that? Like, I was just so rude.
Yeah, I just remember thinking like, ooh, okay, clearly, and so much.
Yeah, you just came out a little strong by introducing yourself, so.
Sorry,
so, yeah.
That happened.
Jake, if that would have gone a little differently, you might not be sitting where you are today. I'm kidding.
Yeah, maybe if you would have said hello.
Ooh. Damn. No, So Charlie and I banter a lot. I think everyone kind of knows that. Charlie and I are like an old married couple, and we like it. We're cool with it.
Yep.
But do you think that Charlie and I can banter better than you guys? Because you guys actually are married and Charlie and I aren't.
Can you do what better?
Can we banter better than you? I think we can, but...
Does being married help you banter better?
Oh, banter.
Oh.
It sounded like dance. We could probably do
that. That too, but...
Well, I think you definitely win. Yeah. Just judging from what I, like, hear on the podcast and stuff... And just, like, I don't know, sitting with you two, like, when I come over for, like, meals on Monday or whatever and whatnot. And,
classic Monday
yeah,
meals.
I think you guys have a better banter for sure. Good banter game. Yeah, they're witty. Quick.
Grant, we're married.
Woo, about time.
We made it.
Is it common law yet?
How many years? We have to live together. We're going to move back in together.
Yeah, well, we're close.
Yeah. I'll put your name on the lease next year.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Okay, so now that we've broken the ice into the whole, like, you guys are indeed married thing, I have the hard-hitting question.
Okay.
In your relationship, who farted first, and how long did you guys wait to fart in front of each other?
I'm sure it was me.
That's not like an. That's not an anniversary.
No, I mean, no, it's not. But
maybe that's why I'm single.
We were friends first. Why potentially like farted in front of her before we were together? I don't know.
You can.
Yeah, and then I feel like they got like slightly like worse. Like at first it was like, you know, like small. Oh, sorry, whatever. I mean, now at this point it's like.
Oh,
like the room.
I love it. I was just curious because, like, you know, just being a guy and being the guy I am, I think farts are hilarious. So
I love them.
I just had to figure out that really important question.
I mean, I can't imagine how many stomach aches you had while you were trying to hold those in.
Yeah.
I have them all the time because of it.
I've only recently started farting at work, so I'm like, it's getting better.
I got the silent ones into my desk chair. It's even better. The silent ones into the desk chair because you feel like they're buried. The smell's buried in the desk chair, so it's never going to come out.
The next person's going to weigh a little more than you. It's going to really fluff up.
Ooh.
And it's going to get like 4 years of fart gas.
Oh, that went too far. All right.
Moving on.
A little more serious of a question here. So I know you guys both enjoy reading to a certain extent. Jake, I'm sure you just read the blog posts that Charlie posts, obviously. If you guys were to have a book club with five people, you could – anyone in the five people in the world, what five people would you have in your book club?
Oh.
I would include Charlie because he brings good wine. I said I would bring Charlie because he brings good wine.
And I'd bring Grant because he reads.
Yeah.
So.
You guys are an old married couple. Is this like our own, each of us has five people, or is it like we have to come up with five people together?
How'd you interpret it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess let's just come up with five together. All right. All right, see. Oh, we did it.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Nice. I like that choice. Oh yeah, Jake. Yeah. Not surprised.
You gotta mix it up. You can't just have all these like.
I'm naming all women. Sorry, he doesn't want that. No, it's fun. You gotta like mix it up.
Hey, I was raised with all women, Jake. Jeez. Said I was raised with all women. It's great.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to, like, get both people in you. Okay, you and Charlie, because, Grant, yes. You're really good at, like, arguing. I feel like, Charlie, you always offer a good perspective, too.
Thank you.
And wine, apparently.
And apparently good wine.
Mm-hmm. Big wine guy.
He's
big
got wine. The wine. I'll bring the argument.
Yeah.
Classic married couple.
I'll tell that story. It's a great story. I am not currently a member of it, no. But so it was a little over a year ago to this point. I had gone to a couple of weddings and I realized I was like the only one not drinking wine at my table. So I was like, okay, next part about being an adult is I gotta start liking wine. So I was getting Blue Apron dinners at the time. And right before you check out, it asked, do you want wine with your dinner? And I was like, oh, perfect. I'll get one bottle of wine with my dinner and it'll be paired well. And also, I'll just have that, and I'll, like, slowly, you know, build up my likeness for wine. And then all of a sudden, like, a week and a half later, the mail comes, and it's my Blue Apron, and it's my wine, and it's a box of six bottles of wine, not one. And so, yeah, but then
– Wine Grant guys.
Wine guys. Grant and I would sit. We would watch Cubs baseball and drink wine, and then I just really enjoyed it. So now I'm a big wine guy. But no, I don't currently do that. But I do save all the wines that I've had. Like, I make a list of them so I know which ones I've had, which ones I like, and which ones I think pair well with the meals I've had with meals.
That's kind of nerdy.
No.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'll bring the wine to this book club.
Sommelier Charlie. All right.
I don't know. I don't know what anyone said. You guys are all talking over each other.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. If you are true listeners, you'll know it's my favorite question to ask. With a little twist this time. It's a tattoo question. So for this one's for each of you. You have to assign a tattoo to the other person. What would it be and where would they have to get it? Grant's face is always an option.
Well, I know, like, a tattoo she wants, so should I do that one?
This is your one chance to control what tattoo Amy would get. So if you want to be the sweet husband you probably are, you could give her that tattoo, or you could go a completely different route.
I mean... I knew you asked this question, and I'm like, well, she already has one, so I didn't know how this was going to go. I mean, she's, like, super obsessed with plants and flowers and stuff.
Botany.
Her job and whatnot. So, she really wants, like, a fern on, like, her arm. Ooh. So I guess that one.
I do like the fern.
That's
one of my favorite plants, fun fact.
The fern.
So, Amy,
he has lots of fun facts about ferns.
Ooh, fun fact time. Let's hear one.
So not what? Mine?
A fun fact about ferns.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So my parents called me.
What?
I said that's what my parents call me.
I got that.
It gets really sensitive, so when it gets touched or disturbed or like the weather changes, it rolls up in a ball and gets all cute.
Aww. I love that.
That was a fitting nickname.
Yes, Grant, now do you understand more about yourself?
Yes. Every day.
So, I have to talk. Okay, Jacob, a tattoo for you. You are way too nice. I feel like an ass tat would be good. What do I want?
Yes. What is he getting?
I know, but I don't see it. So, if we're doing things that are fitting for Jacob, probably like a piece of kale or something. Or a running shoe. You
just
put like something.
No, because I always do a ton of like sweets or something too. You can just put that. But
you can do a Tootsie Roll wrapped in kale.
Sure.
Perfect.
That might look kind of funny, but sure.
Even better.
This is what I need, not.
That was probably the best answers to the tattoo question we've had right there.
My mind definitely wandered during that one, so that was bad. But anyway, guys, let's have a three-way. We have a spelling bee coming up here. You guys know about the spelling bee, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna do a three-way, but
can I give a warning real quick?
Go.
I typed a bunch of emails today, and my spelling was pretty on point. Not a lot of red squiggles.
So, guys, really, what I'm banking on here is Charlie spells the first one wrong, and you guys can walk away with the victory. Because in a three-way, the rules change. First one to spell anything wrong loses.
Ooh, it's elimination style.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I go last?
You go last. We'll go Jake. We'll go Jake, Amy, Charlie. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Jake, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, no cheating.
Yeah, don't cheat. Don't cheat unless you have to. All right, your word is astronomy.
Astronomy?
Correct.
Okay. Astronomy.
Correct. That was beautiful.
I had that one wrong.
That was beautiful.
You don't have to admit that, Charlie.
You tell me how you spelled it. I always like want to know. When you say that it's wrong, I'm like, what did you say? What did you put?
I'll have to like.
Okay, right, hey, no sharing no inside information here. Amy.
No, this is great. I'll have to take a picture after the spelling bee of all the times I write these words. Because I usually write them three or four times. And kind of just pick which one looks right. I'll have to take a picture of it and tweet it out after the episode. I didn't write astronomy down though, so I don't. We'll have to do it next time. But yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
All right, okay. Amy, are you ready?
Yes.
Archaeologist.
Archaeologist.
Correct.
Archaeologist.
Ist.
Yes.
Like the okay persons. A R C H A E O L O G I S T.
Spot on.
Oh man,
that was great.
I wrote down two different spellings of that, and I think both of them were wrong within the first. Third letter, probably. Third
oh my
letter.
God, Charlie, come on.
It's also like half as long as hers, so.
All right, the guests are doing very well here. Are you ready, Charlie?
Oh, bring it on.
All right, I want you to spell something you don't know a lot about.
Golf.
Your word is sophisticated.
Oh, goodness. Can I pass?
Give it a shot.
Sophisticated. See, this is where I get confused. Pronunciation. Can you say it again?
Sophisticated.
There's the word fist is in there. Just kidding.
Come on, Joey. This is a family. This is a family-friendly podcast.
Oh, it's been like punching fist.
Oh.
Sophisticated. Oh, this is so bad. This is so bad.
Let's hear it.
Should I try again?
No, go.
S-A-P-H-I-S-T-I-C-A-T-E-D. Does it start with C?
No.
Okay, good.
That was terrible.
I told you it was bad.
Jake and Amy, congratulations on the win. That was awesome.
Can you tell me how to spell it?
Yeah, S-O-P-H-I-S-T-I-C-A-T-E-D.
Sophisticated. Okay, I missed it by one letter.
You said an A.
Yeah, one letter. S-A versus S-O, and the rest was right.
Well.
So it wasn't that bad.
All right.
And that was honestly my other option. Like, I had the two written down. And
All right.
Okay. Next time. Probably not, but next time.
Well, it was great having you guys on. Thanks for coming on the show and shooting the shit with us for a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was our good friends, Jake and Amy. That was a fun one.
I had fun. I laughed a lot.
I apologize to my mother for the beginning portion of that.
That night was full of stories.
Most of my wish weren't on the podcast, but whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of segues into our next topic. Charlie and I have grown up, we think. We're trying to become adults, and there's this thing called being responsible. So, as you know from our past, we definitely have a lot of irresponsible times.
You can't jump too fast to being responsible.
And so now we're in a segue of being responsibly irresponsible.
That's right.
And so that is our newest segment we're coming up with here. Times where we have decided to be responsibly irresponsible. Charlie, what do you think your best example right now is of you being responsibly irresponsible?
It has to do with our Vegas trip that's coming up. A bunch of our friends are going to Vegas. So I'm being very responsible about this trip, and I'm saving my money up for a couple months beforehand. So that way, when I go gamble it all away, it'll be responsibly irresponsible. Like, I'm already counting that money lost. So if I come back with something, it'll be like I won the lottery. So
you'll buy yourself a new car.
Responsibly irresponsible. I probably will get a new car, but not really. But
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but maybe if you won in the slot machines. I mean, don't play the slots because they suck. But
no slots.
Mine is kind of similar. It's ironic that both of ours revolve around money. But every time I get paid, I take out cash. Every time, and I'm like, all right, this is my cash.
That is your money, Grant. Nice job.
Thanks. I thought you were the finance guy, huh?
I got this in the bag.
And so I take it out, and I'm like, this is just mine to do whatever I want with. And then I end up spending it within 2 days, and it's all gone.
So where's the responsible part come into play on that?
I don't use my credit card when I have the cash.
And you got paid.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, that's the responsible part of the irresponsibility.
Getting paid. I like it. That's a very good responsibility to have.
Yeah, I try my best, you know. I try not to spend all the money I have, but sometimes I do.
I like it. All right. Next, we have the return of guy stuff.
Woo!
Grant, what do you got for us?
Well, for my guy stuff, basically what I was thinking about the other day is you can go visit your friends that are like anywhere in the world. And I went this last weekend, visited a buddy of mine, Trevor, and you can be sitting there watching a sports game and not talk to each other for like 2 hours at a time, 2-3 hours at a time. And you feel comfortable as all hell. You're like, this is the best day I've ever had. You're thinking like, this is amazing. I'm watching a sports game, sitting there drinking a beer, watching a sports game, sitting with one of my buddies. Every now and then I'd be like, oh, whoa.
Did you see that?
Yeah. You see that? Yeah. Fuck. What else was I watching?
Yeah.
So, so it's like, yeah, that, oh, that, that is guy stuff to the extreme. It's like, and you could probably, to throw back to former guy stuff, you could probably put your hand in your pants just a little bit.
Just the top.
Just the top. Just the, well, yeah, don't go too far.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I totally agree with that. I know we did that a lot.
Oh, that was like the extent of our relationship. We were either bickering or
quiet.
Not talking.
Thinking about the next bicker.
Yeah, thinking about what we're going to say next.
Nice. All right. My guy stuff this week is being sick. And not just being sick, but I feel like when guys get like a cold or something, like just even the common cold, it just wipes them out. Because I think, at least personally, I push it to the brink where I'm like, I'm fine. I just like, I'm fine. But you know it's coming, and so you don't really take care of yourself the best, and then it just hits you where it's just like for 1 or 2 days, you're out. You can't be bothered. You will be doing nothing. Everyone else will have to like it and accept it, and you're out of commission for like 48 hours.
I know a lot of women that might argue a different direction where you basically are just a baby.
Yeah, but I'm calling it guy stuff. So.
Yeah, well, I know.
So is being a guy being a baby? Maybe.
Maybe. That's a hot take. Actually,
I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no.
I like it. I like it. Maybe we'll get a little vote on that.
Maybe
we get some people to get a hashtag going. Be like.
Hashtag guy stuff.
Guys are babies. Did we start it? Are we gonna start the hashtag?
I'd vote
for it. Guys are babies. All right. You got any quotes to finish it off here, Charlie?
Yeah, I do. My quote this week is from the one Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. The hands can't hit what the eyes can't see.
Ooh.
I was thinking butterflies, it's spring out.
That's good. I love it.
What do you got?
Mine's a little, you know, a little less springy. A little more pessimistic, but basically, I don't know who said it, but it was, in the midst of life, we are in death.
Can you repeat that? It's a lot to take in.
In the midst of life, we are in death. So, as in, we're all dying, basically, as we speak.
Yeah, yes.
But
I don't know if I like that one very much.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. You know, you don't get it. That's why you invite me to the book club.
That's why we invite Grant to the book club.
Nice. Well, guys, it's been a great 32-7 minutes. 37 minutes too long. And we'll see you next time, huh?
We'll see you at the Drake Realize Party.
Woo!
All right. Deuces.
Deuces.